If control of the House of Representatives is going to flip to the Democrats, it'll be because of districts like Texas's 23rd. That's where Republican Congressman Will Hurd joined many of his colleagues over the weekend in calling on Donald Trump to abandon his presidential run. Hurd is facing a challenge from the man he beat 2 years ago, former Congressman Pete Gallego, and Texas's 23rd is where we turn for this week's District Profile. That's our weekly look at House races across the country. And joining us now is Aaron Schrank, a reporter at Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, Jeremy. How's it going?
It's going well. And this very strong rebuke from Will Hurd came after that tape surfaced from Donald Trump. Is this expected to impact the race?
Yeah, so up until this weekend, Will Hurd was sort of threading the needle when it came to Trump. He hadn't endorsed him. He hadn't condemned him. He mostly avoided saying Trump's name, to be honest. But then after the Access Hollywood tapes made the rounds, Hurd called Trump's comments, quote, utterly sickening. He said he can't vote for Trump, and yes, that Trump should, quote, step aside for a true conservative to beat Hillary Clinton. It's hard to know exactly what impact these audio tapes will have on the congressional race. Trump is already pretty unpopular in this district. It's a majority Latino district that includes hundreds of miles of the Texas-Mexican border. But Trump has been a big factor in the campaign rhetoric in this race already. Democrat Pete Gallego and his backers are running a lot of ads about Trump, hoping that there are enough voters here angry about Trump's immigration and border security rhetoric who might show up and vote against Trump and Republican Will Hurd.
Well, let's hear more about these two candidates. Will Hurd was born and raised in San Antonio. He served as an undercover CIA officer in the Middle East and Asia. What are some of the issues that he's been talking about?
Yeah, Will Hurd is the only member of Congress who has served as an active CIA officer during the War on Terror. He has cybersecurity expertise and is also focused on border security issues. He hopes that his homeland security expertise play well here in this district where there are a large number of veterans and active military. Here's Will Hurd touting his support for that key constituency at a recent campaign event in San Antonio.
You know, these veterans stood up for us, and we're going to continue to stand up for them. And this is something that's very important to my campaign. We've helped over 500 veterans deal with the VA in some former fashion. This is something I'm proud of, and this is something that we're going to continue.
And Hurd is saying those things as his opponent is drawing attention to comments by Donald Trump that may not play well among veterans, things like what Trump has said about Captain Khan, John McCain, and PTSD, for example. But it's important to know that Hurd is something of a rising star in the Republican Party. He's one of three black Republicans in Congress. He's popular, but he is definitely vulnerable this year because he only beat Democrat Pete Gallego by 2 percentage points in their first matchup last election.
Well, let's hear about Pete Gallego. He represented the district from 2012 to 2014, and he lost to Will Hurd. What issues is he talking about?
Yeah, Gallego is a lawyer from Alpine, Texas, one of many small towns in this massive congressional district that goes all the way from San Antonio to El Paso. He was in the Texas State House for more than 20 years, representing this southwest border region that includes some of the same constituents in this congressional District 23. He, too, is talking about veterans issues, border issues, education, small business. But to be honest, the main issue he's choosing to talk about on the campaign trail is the Republican presidential nominee. Trump's comments and policy positions are the subject of a lot of Pete Gallego's ads and public speeches. But here's what Gallego told me at a San Antonio campaign stop when I asked him what his campaign was about other than Trump.
Well, I think the entire campaign is really based on security and different facets of security, whether that's economic security, whether that's border security, whether that's, I mean, we all want the opportunity to make our families better, to know that our sons and daughters are going to be able to get educated and go out and get better jobs so that we can continue to build that American dream.
Gallego is playing up the fact that he understands the border and he believes that Trump helps him reinforce that point for voters. He also talks about the environment. Gallego has been called a clean energy champion by the Sierra Club. He was at one point in this race going after Will Hurd for supporting a border security bill that would have added roads to Big Bend National Park with exemptions from environmental laws. Overall, if you talk to Pete Gallego, he's confident that if he can get Democrats to show up for a presidential election like they usually do, then he can get the seat back, as Democrats have in the last two presidential election years.
And what do the polls say right now?
So there hasn't been a ton of polling in this race, but a poll commissioned by the Texas Democratic Party released back in July had Democrat Pete Gallego leading by 8 points. But the race is one of just two dozen races or so nationwide that are considered toss-ups by pundits. It's gone back and forth every election since 2010 between Democrats and Republicans. So it's expected to be a very close race. One thing we can look at is Republican incumbent Hurd has a fundraising advantage of about 2-1 based on the most recent filings. But in the past, we've seen that that doesn't necessarily lead to a win in this district.
That's Aaron Schrank, a reporter at Texas Public Radio in San Antonio, talking with us about the 23rd congressional district in Texas and the race there. Aaron, thank you.
Thank you.